It's here! Welcome, everyone, to another one of our exciting Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcasts. Always a pleasure to have you along. We do these podcasts weekly for you, and they're always available on the website at stoneyrichards.com, or you can pick them up as a free podcast as well on iTunes, either way. Our musical conductor, of course, the lovely Johnny Grieco, and Jeff Horowitz, of course, our webmaster, making sure all this stuff gets up in a place where you can listen to it. And perhaps you will be listening not only to this podcast this week, but perhaps to all of the podcasts that we have sitting in the queue there, as this is supposed to be pretty much, may I use the term, a snowmageddon weekend for those on the East Coast. And I mean, this has to do with the South. This has to do with Carolina, with Washington, with New York, with Pennsylvania, Kentucky, West Virginia. Of course, that I-95 corridor that they talk about so much. Big snowfall, big, and it's amazing because here it is. We are in the final half of January. We are, as they used to say in an episode of The Waltons, for some reason that I always remember, in the dead of winter, and we're getting snow. I mean, that's what happens. But it seems that in these days and times, because snow pretty much shuts things down. I mean, there's a lot of places you can't go. I put a post up the other day that said, you know, it starts as little white flakes, and then they begin to stick, and then it gets slippery, and then sometimes roads and places become impassable. In other words, you can't drive there, and sometimes you can't even walk there. So you just can't be there. And so what we say is that you have to stay in the house. And that seems like we can't do that now. My God. And as much as we talk about, well, we're connected with the internet and we've got 2,000 cable channels and all these other things going around, we got to get outside. Even though we don't go outside, but don't tell me I can't get outside. And why milk, toilet paper, and bread are the staples that are supposed to get you through any kind of storm is beyond me, but that's what everybody is running out to make sure they have. And by the time you're listening to this, no doubt it will already have begun to ice or blow or snow. And if it doesn't happen, it will be horrible. And I can't help but think, with the kind of weather that we're going to be having, and you know, yes, there is climate change going around, ladies and gentlemen. It's going around like an epidemic, I'll tell you. Back when I was a kid, when you and I were kids, when you had a snow day, it was pretty cool. And I'll tell you what, growing up in Detroit, they didn't salt the side streets. They barely did the highways. I don't know what they did. I never followed the expressways, as they call them up there, in the highways. They kept them clear. But for the most part, when it snowed, you were left on your own. And I grew up on a regular city side street. But they didn't plow. They didn't salt. They didn't sand. They really didn't do anything. And what happened was the cars would go by and there'd be little tracks in the road. And that was where you put your car and you got out to the main drag and then the highway and got to where you were going. But when we were kids, I mean, when it snowed, the neighborhood kids would come out, we'd put our boots on, and we would do our best to slide up and down the street and make our own little hockey rink. I mean, if you slid back and forth enough on this stuff, it would pack down and become, without any water, just a sheet of ice, you know, because you packed the snow down. And then we would play boot hockey from early morning till late at night. And if a car came by, you know, the old car, you know, everybody got off the road, the guy came by, he'd get stuck, we'd have to push him, and then just for kicks, you grabbed onto the back of the car and took a little sleigh ride on the back of the car until they tooted their horns and said, "Get off of the damn car, you crazy kids!" We used to actually, I grew up in Detroit, there was a street, Redmond was the street where all the buses ran. And we would go late at night, when the buses were running, you know, like about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. And when the buses were coming, we would hide, and the buses would make a stop and drop somebody off. We'd jump on the back of the bus holding onto the bumper. They could not see us behind the bus. In other words, we were not on the outside of the bus. We were behind the bus holding on to the bumper or whatever the buses had in those days. And we would ride, I mean, all the way down Redmond, which was probably 3/4 of a mile, just hooting and hollering. And finally, you know, people started calling the cops on us. But I do remember that. And when I think back on it now, the fact that I'm still alive or that any of us were still alive at this particular point. But that's, I mean, that's what you did. It was, it was going to snow, and a mom would cook whatever the heck she cooked, you know, and there was food in the house, and we had 4 channels of television, so it wasn't like you sat in front of the TV. You went outside and played, and when you got done with that, you came in the house, you had something to eat, and dried your clothes out and got ready for the next day. It actually was fun. Now, it's turned into this horrible thing that, what? We're in the East in the middle of winter, and it's, what, going to snow? Yes, it's going to, I mean... Yes, this is climate change. That it's not like the whole world is going to go upside down. But this is what climate change entails. This is all part of it. And for people who think, I mean, the Earth is a living thing, right? So for all these people who are saying there's no climate change, the world continually changes. We have hot summers, we have cold summers. And all these changes are coming, and they're coming rapidly. And now it seems more severe. But I'll bet if we did not have the Weather Channel and all the other cable channels to key in on the snow and when it's going to start falling, and New York is going to shut down, and air flights canceled, and everything. If we were worried less about watching what this disaster was going to look like before it got here, and if we weren't so concerned and consumed with going places, we might all be in a better position. So have yourself a drink, sit back with the podcast. Lord knows we got enough of them, friends, and other podcasts out there from iTunes, and read all the blogs on StonyRichards.com, and you'll just be fine. And by gosh, if you want, please contact us either on the website at StonyRichards.com or on Twitter at Stony Richards, and tell me where you're going to be, and maybe I can get some of the guys, and we can make your street slippery, and we can play a little street hockey. You know what I mean? I'll get the boots. I got sticks. We'll be fine. Ball, puck, I don't care. And if you want to, maybe we can just hitch on the back of a bus for a little bit of a ride. Welcome to Stony Richards, live from the center. Here we go. Well, here we are, my friends, at a point in the show where we always take a look around and see what's happening here at the home office, because no matter where you go, you want to know what's happening back in the burg. You could be on the other side of the world thanks to the web now. Doesn't make any difference. Our letter from home, because no matter how far away you roam, there's simply no place like home. And just to underline that, our musical director, Johnny Grieco, created this musical bed that we always use for our letter from home in Las Vegas. So you see, it doesn't make any difference where you are. It's what you're listening to. What? The week got off to a bad start. Well, we knew it would. The end was inevitable, but it wasn't without its heroics. January in Pittsburgh ain't no picnic. But the cold temperatures, the wind chill, the bleak landscape, the frigid winds all take a back seat to playoff football. We all knew that the beloved Steelers didn't stand a chance against the mighty Denver Broncos and the infallible Peyton Manning. But we didn't admit it, now did we? We had our fires hot, our beers cold, and our kielbasses greasy. And what happened was, they almost beat Denver, or Manning was just toying with us, but when that fumble happened in the 4th quarter from a fill-in running back, our hopes deflated like a New England football. It was over. The season was finished. As Coach Tomlin would say, it is what it is. The standard was just shy of the standard. The next man up dropped the ball. Turn out the lights, the party's over. Wait till next year. Well, he didn't say all those things, but he did say some of them, or I did, or we did. Somebody did. Strangest thing happened. All this past week now, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette never published a single story that I could see on the New England-Denver game coming up or the Carolina-Arizona game that follows it this weekend. No, here, there's no Steelers, there's simply no football. I was actually surprised, speaking of football, that they reported the Los Angeles Rams move back to Los Angeles. And if we were crying in our beers, it wasn't long before those beers froze because it has been really cold. And a little dusting of snow we were supposed to get turned into the White Death on Wednesday afternoon in rush hour, which apparently was just a pregame for what we're about to experience this weekend with the snowstorm to end all snowstorms, aren't they all? The Weather Service says we're on the edge of that storm, so the city shouldn't worry. But then why does everybody look so worried who's telling us not to worry? And speaking of travel, the mayor's survey of how we get around here was published and showed that most of us use our cars, which may seat as many as 7 and maybe even 9, but we like it just fine empty with just us as the lonely driver. And as far as the money markets are concerned, we couldn't tell which was lower, gas prices or our 401ks. But just the same, with the snow, we're stuck in the house with no one to talk to about it except our Facebook pages, and all we see there are bad social media posts about toilet paper, milk, and bread. No wonder the Donner Party ate themselves. I'm Stoney Richards, and that's this week's Letter from Home.
Maybe tell him white lies. They wanna run the nation, the Kardashians.
Time now for another exciting adventure of the Clintodashians. In today's episode, Hillary is moping around the house in a pantsuit and smock.
Hey, Hillary. Why so down in the dumps?
Bill, this is horrible. Bernie is barocking my campaign.
Barocking, yeah. I like that.
Well, I don't. I'm the front runner, Bill. I've always been the front runner. Until now.
Hey, Hill, it ain't over till it's over. I mean, you're talking to the comeback kid here.
Yeah, I know, and I was thinking, I really do need that extra push from somebody bigger than life who gets everybody's attention.
Hillary, whatever you need, you know I'm there.
Well, thanks, Bill, but that's not exactly what I had in mind.
Oh, geez, I don't mean to barge in like this, but the door was kind of opened, and I'm never one to walk away from a little crack. I mean, give me an inch, and I'll take your soul.
Sarah Palin.
You betcha.
Hillary, is this what you had in mind?
You know what they say when the going gets tough.
I say that all the time. When the going gets tough, sometimes you just gotta put the knee to the crotch and move the ball down the field.
What? I'm sorry.
Oh, sure. Now, I know I'm playing both sides against the middle here, but we sisters have to unite and kick this country down the road. The road right into our little dollhouse.
But, Sarah, you're a Republican. You just endorsed Trump. I mean, you're conservative values.
Conservative, shamervative. When I see what Hillary is getting for speaking engagements, I figured a few fancy schmancy dinner parties with me as the keynote speaker, and I'll be taking over the penthouse whenever I check into the Donald Trump B&B.
The Donald Trump B&B?
The White House! The White House, Mr. President! The White House! Heck, if I'm good for him, just think what this country would be like with two ladies who lunch from either side of the aisle. And you know my kids ain't getting any any less dependent. And geez, with all those bedrooms and stuff, why, gee whiz, I could drop a moose right from the east wing.
Yeah, I guess you could.
And I heard you talking about a swimming pool in the Rose Garden. How about a shooting range right on the White House lawn? Anybody want to jump the fence? I say bring it on, baby.
Well, Hillary, you may be onto something here. I'm not sure. What do you think about all this?
What? Oh, I'm sorry, Bill. I mean, up till now, I really hadn't given it any thought.
Oh, don't be silly, Hillary. What's to think about? Just do like I do. Take a shot of whiskey and just shoot from the hip.
Well, shoot from the hip. Is it me? Or does the sidearm make me look fat? Be honest. We'll find out what you think in our next exciting episode of The Clintodashian.
Maybe tell me why, guys, they wanna run the nation. The Clintodashians.
Donald Trump knows things are true because he's seen them on TV. Donald Trump believes that Superman is really Clark Kent. Not only did he see proof of it, but so did thousands and thousands of others. Because he saw it on TV, Donald Trump believes that most of the continent of Westeros is ruled by the King of Andals. Donald Trump, thanks to TV, knows who killed JR. And apparently so do millions of his followers. And because of TV, Donald Trump knows that Edgar Snyder will never charge a fee unless he gets money for you. These are things that Donald Trump knows. How do we know? We saw it on TV, and so did thousands and thousands of others.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message because thousands and thousands of people told me to record this.
We come now to the part of the Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast, where it is time once again, my friends, for the evening sports dish. So let's get right to it, shall we? It worked. It actually worked. It seems that the entire sports nation of Pittsburgh got together, much like the three witches in Macbeth, to toil and help the Penguins out of trouble in their meeting with the hated Philadelphia Flyers on Thursday night. I don't know what the stats are exactly, but suffice it to say that the Penguins have a real hard time ever winning games against the Flyers. Seems the Flyers have the Penguins' number when it comes to hockey, and apparently the Flyers' number is always bigger when counting goals. So, it seems that all the sports gurus, pundits, publishers, and prognosticators got together to paraphrase a great John Lennon lyric, decided to give the Pens a chance. To a man, and I guess there might have been a woman in the mix, they all but said, forget this game because your Pittsburgh Penguins will lose. They ain't got it. They're done. Put a fork in them. Like the flown away eagle Glenn Frey wrote in Hotel California, they stabbed it with their steely knives, but they just can't kill the beast. So the last thing I remember, I was heading for the door. The Penguins were down by 2 goals, and I thought probably more. And what to my lying eyes did appear but 4 unanswered goals and a winning final score. Pens 4, Flyers 3. Desperado indeed. I don't know if you can call Hagelin the new kid in town or if the peaceful, easy feeling has been restored, but it seems the heat is on, and on one of these nights, these guys to a man are all going to take it to the limit. So, Iron City or not, the horizon seems to harbor a beautiful tequila sunrise, and though the season may seem that it's already gone, it seems to me that the Penguins may be getting things in line for the long run, and one of these nights, we may yet again hear Mike Lang croak, Lord Stanley, bring me the brandy. I can't tell you why, but it seems to me that the Penguins' new outlook on life might see all their competitors in the Metropolitan Division as nothing more than pretty maids all in a row. So it's back. Relax and just take it easy while you still can. You may lose or you may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in and over the boards. I'm Stoney Richards, and that's Sports from My Vantage Point. High in the booth!
Let's get out there and hit some people!
Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Another Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast. Thank you all for joining us. My thanks, of course, to Jeff Orbitz, our masterful webmaster, and of course the music of Johnny Greco, live from Las Vegas. Thank you very much. And I have to say, on behalf of anyone or everyone who's having fun with this, thanks to Donald Trump. Thanks to Sarah Palin. Thank you, all the people of Iowa. Have a good week. We'll have more for you. This is available, as you probably found out, at StoneyRichards.com and also on iTunes. And you can always get back shows. Write us, let us know, either on the webpage, StoneyRichards.com, or I'm always on Twitter, at StoneyRichards. And don't forget, every week, Saturdays 2 to 6 on KDKA. That concludes another exciting Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast.